News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today, the Oireachtas Committee on Public Petitions is going to be considering a petition relating to the theft of pets, specifically requiring that the theft of pets would be a different crime to the theft of anything else. With us is Lisa O'Connor, who's founder of Missing and Stolen Animals Ireland Facebook group and author of Pet Theft Reform Ireland, the petition that the Oireachtas Committee is now addressing. Lisa, why does pet theft need to be treated differently from the theft of a stereo, a TV or a car?
Hiya, thanks for having me on. I just feel at present, the theft of a pet, a dog, is treated under the law in the same manner as the theft of an inanimate property. So if you think about people who may have dogs in their homes, they probably more regard them as family than like as a mobile phone or a lawnmower.
Indeed, but surely the judge can use the existing laws to decide what level of penalties goes into effect and can take into account the affection that the family may feel for the animal.
That's very true. But there's no real strong deterrent, you know, for these thieves when they're stealing these animals. Well, see, this is the problem I'm trying to raise when I was doing my research, you know, trying to get actual figures where people who steal dogs are actually caught and charged and brought in front of a judge. It's very hard to get figures.
No, but my point being, you said there was no deterrent. Surely the deterrent is that if you are caught and charged and prosecuted, you go to jail.
Well, I just don't see that. I can't find the evidence of that.
But the evidence is that the legal system allows for custodial sentences for theft.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, from what I've done the last 5 years and the families I've helped, you know, a lot of the times, you know, when their dog is stolen, no one is actually caught.
But that won't be improved by changing the law in respect of the penalties once they are caught.
Well, it's actually been done in England and Northern Ireland. They now have the Pet Abduction Act 2024. And in Northern Ireland, they have done research and seen that the theft of pets, specifically dogs, has reduced since this was brought in.
But you were saying that there's not enough done in the way to catch the people who are stealing the animals. Changing the law in respect of how you punish them after you catch them, surely that won't help you catch them, will it?
Yeah, it's a good point, but I'm just looking at it from the perspective, you know, of how these animals are recognised, and they are sentient beings, they're not objects. So this is why I do what I do, and a lot of people who come to me for help, they've nowhere else to turn. You know, the guards are, you know, they're very busy, and when someone comes to a guard station and reports their dog missing, if you understand that... Say I go to a guard station and I report my dog missing, stolen. It's logged into the system as theft, other, and then dog. And it's very hard as well to get figures. And the Department of Justice will say that as well, that it's very hard to, you know, get proper figures of how many dogs are actually stolen each year.
Lisa, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Lisa O'Connor, who is founder of Missing and Stolen Animals Ireland Facebook group and author of that, founder of that petition, Pet Theft Reform Ireland, which is going to be considered by the Oireachtas Committee on Public Petitions later on today. If you have a view, 53106 at a cost of 30 cent or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.